感受到主的恩典跟同在。
We not only can greet one another, but we can experience God's grace and blessings.
那我们将继续我们的这个讲道的系列，关于心理健康与基督教的信仰。
We'll continue our series of mental health and Christian faith.
那这个系列呢，这是第三讲哈。
This is the third lecture.
那我在预备的过程当中呢，其实都是学到了很多的东西。
When I was preparing for the sermon, I learned a lot.
我们看今天我们在这一篇的信息中，我们可以学到什么样的功课。
Let's see what we can learn from today's sermon.
在我们开始之前，我们先做一个简短的祷告。
Let's pray before we get started.
天父上帝，我们来到你的施恩宝座面前。
Dear Father in heaven, we came to your blessing throne.
我们恳求主你恩典临到我们在座的每一个人。
We pray that your grace will be upon us.
愿主你启示我们。
May you reveal to us.
你打开我们的眼睛。
And open our eyes.
你更打开我们的心灵。
And open our hearts.
让我们来接受主你的祝福。
So that we can accept your blessings.
因为我们知道你是慈爱恩典怜悯的神。
Because we know you're the God of full of grace and blessings.
你没有留下一样好处不赐给我们。
There's nothing good that you didn't give to us.
我们恭敬将今天我们所分享的内容交托主的恩手当中。
We put everything that we are talking about today in your hands.
愿主你赐福我们。
May you bless us.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那在1959年的一个春天哈，
In the spring of 1959,
一位美军的空军上校，他就第二次进入了这个德州的这个精神病院哈。
Air Force Colonel went into the Mental Health Institute for the second time in Texas.
那么他呢，曾经两次试图自杀。
And he tried to attempt to suicide for twice.
那么在这个整个这段期间呢，他因为伪造文件，因为这个抢劫等等，多次被逮捕。
And he was arrested many times for forgery and many other crimes.
他的婚姻已经是分崩离析。
His marriage broke.
他自己呢酗酒，然后整个的生活是一塌的糊涂。
He became an alcoholic and his life was a mess.
有谁可以想象这位空军上校他在15年前他在美国的空军中是相当优秀的一位飞行员。
Who could have imagined that he was a wonderful officer in the US Air Force 15 years ago?
那么他有一个非常好的一个事业的前景。
And he has a bright future ahead of him.
但是突然的一个事件完全改变了他的生命。
But a sudden event changed everything.
因为他就是当年在美国广岛投下那颗第一颗原子弹的那个飞行员。
Because he was a pilot who dropped the atomic bomb in Hiroshima.
那个事件之后，他就常常的会梦到看到这些被原子弹所这个伤害的一个情景，常常在他脑海里出现。
After that, the terrible aftermath of the bomb appeared in his dreams over and over again.
他的内心充满了负罪感。
And he was full of deep guilt.
所以呢，他没有办法摆脱。
He has no way of get rid of the guilt.
所以那些心理的医生就帮助他去治疗的时候，就他就完全处于一种封闭的状态啊。
When the psychologist tried to help him, and he disclosed his heart,
他觉得是只有这样的话，他才得到他应该所要得到的惩罚。
And he felt like by doing that, he's getting the punishment he deserved.
所以一个不能够解决的一个负罪感
，It's such a guilt that cannot be solved.
是完全毁掉了他的一生。
And that completely destroyed his life.
所以内疚感是人所具有的一种情感。
Guilt is an emotion possessed by humans.
那么这也是人类的一个强有力的一个感情的推手。
It's a very power driver of our emotions.
如果一个人长期处于内疚和羞愧的这种状态之中，
If someone stayed in the state of guilt for a very long time,
无疑那是一种非常难以忍受的痛苦。
You can imagine it's an unbearable torment.
那么我们怎么样来面对我们内心的负罪感呢？
So how should we deal with our guilt?
今天我们继续来讲这个心理健康的系列哈。
When we continue in this area of mental health today.
我们就谈谈有关内疚的情绪。
Let's talk about guilt.
可能有人会问，内疚感跟信仰有什么关系吗？
Some people may ask, what's guilt has to do with our faith?
不但有，而且非常密切。
Not only there is a connection, but the connection is very significant.
因为我们知道我们这个信仰的最根本是基督的救恩。
We know the foundations of our faith is our redemption.
那基督的救恩就是来解决人的负罪感的问题。
And the redemption is to remove our guilt.
这是人类所有问题的根源。
And the root of all human issues.
圣经不但指出了人有内疚的这个根源。
The Bible not only identifies the roots of the human guilt,
而且告诉我们了解决的方法，
but also told us about the solutions.
所以在我们来看这些解决的方法之前，我们先来看一看内疚感带给我们一些什么样的影响。
Before we get to the solutions, let's see what kind of troubles guilt brings to our lives.
我们知道在美国人们常常讲一句口头语哈。
We know in America, people often say,
I feel guilty.
我觉得很有罪恶感。
这个话呢，这大概是最近就是现代比较流行的一种口语。
It became popular recently.
如果你医生告诉你不能吃什么东西哈。
If your doctor tells you not to eat anything.
有一天你不但吃了，而且吃了很多。
One day you not only eat it, you ate a lot.
然后你会说什么？
What would you say?
I feel guilty.
我觉得很有罪恶感。
对，所以呢，这样就是我们就是如果去想到什么是内疚的话，我们就会想到说，哦，当你做了一件你不该做的事情。
When we ask what is guilt, you may say, oh, I've done something that I shouldn't have done.
那你就会有一种内疚的感受。
And then you have a feeling of guilt.
所以由此可见，现代人呢，简单的把负罪感就归诸于一种感受而已。
Now you can see we associate guilt with our emotions.
所以人们要拼命的努力的去消除内疚感。
Therefore, people work really hard to eliminate guilt.
因为只要没有内疚感，你才能有幸福快乐的生活，对不对？
Thinking without guilt, you will feel happy.
但是显然，人们对内疚有很多的误解。
Obviously, there's a serious misunderstanding here.
因为谈到内疚呢，首先你就要讲到良知。
When we talk about guilt, we talk about conscience.
因为没有良知，你才有了良知，你才有内疚嘛。
When you have conscience, then you feel guilt.
良知呢，是上帝赐给人们判断对跟错的一个能力。
Conscience is a power given by God for us to judge right from wrong.
当人做了违背良心的事情时，马上你会产生什么？内疚感。
When we done something that's against our conscience, we feel guilty.
这样可以帮助我们说，可以知道错了，我们就可以马上去改正。
That way, when we know we're wrong, we can try to correct it.
很多的时候呢，人们的现在的状态变成不是因为我因为做错了事情我感到懊悔。
Oftentimes, people feel remorse not because they have done something wrong.
那么我们之所以懊悔，是因为我们害怕做错事情所带来的那个后果。
But because of the fear of the consequences of something wrong.
所以，如果是简单的去消除内疚的话呢，就是现在这个世界比较流行的，我们要消除内疚。
Therefore, if we simply trying to eliminate guilt, which is popular nowadays,
那你就是我们只是泯灭良知了。
Then we really extinguishes our conscience.
我想。这个后果其实是蛮可怕的。
The result of that would be terrifying.
以前有一个男子，他去这个酒吧哈。
There is a man who went into a bar.
那到了酒吧，这调酒师会给他调一个酒料，饮料来喝哈。
Made a drink for him.
你知道美国的酒吧，这个调酒师不但是要调酒，他还有另外一个任务是什么？聊天，对不对？
You know, in America, the bartender's job is not only to make drinks, but also to talk with customers.
那跟他聊天的时候，讲啊，他来得挺好。 聊一聊
聊到一个话题
他觉得不开心了哈。
And when they touch upon a specific topic, he was not happy.
他于是把那个酒就泼在这个调酒师的脸上。
And he threw his drink at the bartender's face.
这调酒师非常生气哈。
The bartender was very angry.
我说好了，这我以后绝对不会再 serve 你了哈。
And the bartender says, well, I'm not going to serve you anymore.
除非你去，你这个人有问题，除非你去看心理医生。
Unless you go to see a psychiatrist.
所以这个调酒师呢，就拒绝去以后去服务他哈。
So he refused to serve him later on.
过了几个月，这个男子又在酒吧出现了。
A few months later, the man showed up again in the bar.
调酒师一下就认出他来了哈。
And the bartender recognized
him
immediately.
记不住别人一定记住他了哈。不会给你酒喝哈。
He said, I'm not giving you a drink today.
他说，没问题，我这几个月已经看了心理医生了。
He said, oh, no problem. I went to see a therapist.
所以你可以。我没已经好了，治好了问题了。
So I'm all good.
所以这个调酒师又给他调好了酒喝哈。
So the bartender made him another drink.
不过喝到一半的时候，他又不高兴了。
Halfway through the drink, he got unhappy again.
这一次的又把酒泼在这个调酒师的脸上。
And he threw his drink at the bartender again.
调酒师非常生气哈。
The bartender was very angry.
你不说你看了心理医生了吗
？Didn't you see you went to see a psychiatrist?
对呀，我是看了心理医生了。
Yes, I did.
以前我要把酒泼在你脸上
I used to throw the drink at your face.
I feel guilty.
我觉得很有负罪感。
但是 now I don't.
现在我就不了。
所以如果我们去这样去对付我们的负疚感的话，我想这个后果是非常恐怖的。
If we deal with our guilt with such action following that, that would be terrifying.
其实负疚感啊，包括两个方面的内涵。
Actually, guilt contains two aspects.
首先它是人所处在的一种状态
It's a state of being
当人违背良心或者是上帝律法的时候
When we know we've done something wrong or against God's laws
自己就认为自己有罪
And then we feel we're guilty ourselves
所以这是一种状态你所处的一个状态
And that's a state of being
其次才是人心里面的感受
Secondly, it's the inner feeling
这个感受就是内疚跟羞愧
Feel guilt or shame.
那么前者呢是属于客观事实。
The first is very objective.
那第二部分是属于什么？是属于主观的意识。
The latter is subjective.
所以当人的意识跟你的客观事实是吻合的时候
，When our understanding matches reality,
那么你应当有羞愧的感觉。
Then you should feel guilt.
这为人纠正错误。摆脱内疚铺平了道路
This serves to correct our mistakes and overcome our guilt
那么糟糕的是呢人人们往往对这个负罪感呢有些模糊的认识
Unfortunately, people often have a bad sense of guilt
有过犯的时候呢我们不能够明察秋毫
Sometimes when you make a mistake, you don't see it
那么对于不属于自己的过犯呢，我们却把它揽在自己的身上。
Sometimes we're ashamed of something that's not our fault.
所以这是有两种完全不同的内疚。
There are completely two different types of guilt here.
那一种内疚就属于道德内疚。
The former is the moral shame.
就是我们刚才所讲，我们违背了上帝所设定的律法，不管是体现在我们的良心，还是社会道德的范畴之内。这个是属于道德内疚。
When we have done something against God's law, then that's against our conscience and our moral standards.
那第二种呢，叫附加内疚。
The second one is called imposed shame.
就是说，这个内疚是自己扎在自己身上。
It's something that we put it on ourselves.
或者是别人强加在我们身上。
Or it's something others put on us.
别人为什么要把这个负罪感加在我们身上
Why would others to put guilt on us?
可能是要转移责任
And they may want to shift their responsibility
或者是操纵来左右影响我们
Or to manipulate us or to influence us
那么这个也是在人际关系当中非常常见的
It's very common in our relations
那么第三种的内疚叫自然内疚
The third type is called natural guilt
这就是说人对于周围所发生的是感觉自己的能力没有办法来应付、啊、
When we encounter something that we realize our limitations, this is when our natural guilt arises.
所以达我们的能力达不到所预期的目标啊。
When we cannot achieve the expected goals.
那在这个时候所产生的懊悔。
And then the shame and guilt we experience.
那对于这类的内疚，我们真的确实要认识到，我们没有办法达到完美的境地哈。
To overcome this guilt, we need to recognize that we have our limitations.
所以我们要知道我们自己有自己的局限。
And we have our own limitations.
那么这样的话呢，我们才能够接受这种达不到完美境界的一个现实。
Therefore, we can accept the reality of being imperfection.
不然的话，这内疚的这个推动力对我们人是很强大的。
And the guilt pushes us to extreme behaviors.
就像我们刚才讲到那个空军上校的例子。
When we talked about earlier in the Air Force Colonel.
那么可能会导致人生翻船哈。
And may lead to personal life turmoil.
那也肯定会影响到我们周围所爱的人。
And it'll impact all the relationships that we are in.
由此可见呢，我们要甄别自己的一个真实的情况。
Therefore, we need to understand truly what our guilt is.
就是这个内疚到底是属于哪种内疚，是不是一种真实的状况？
What kind of guilt do we have? Is it the true guilt or something else?
我们怎么样去应对它？
How do we deal with it?
以前有一个男孩跟他的姐姐呢，他们一起去祖母家，在这个假期要多住几天哈。
A boy and her sister and his sister went to their grandma's for a summer vacation.
这个男孩呢，最近呢，刚刚得到一个新的弹弓哈。
The boy just got a new sling.
那他这个弹弓呢，他就到这个他这个附近的这个野地里去，想打鸟啊什么之类的。
So he went out to the fields try to catch some birds.
不过呢，他这个技术有限哈，这个野生的鸟他一个打不着哈。
But he couldn't get any of the wild birds because, you know, he couldn't.
所以回到他祖母家，他就看见那祖母养的鸭子了哈。
And when he went back to grandma's house, he saw a duck.
他拿弹弓一打，就把这鸭子给打死了哈。
And he tried his sling at it, and the duck died.
啊，一下子觉得哦，这惹祸了，赶快把这鸭子藏起来哈。埋在院子里什么地方？
He knew he's done something wrong, so he buried the duck in the backyard.
希望他的这个祖母不会发现哈。
Hoping grandma wouldn't notice.
不过呢，他发现他姐姐看到了。
However, his sister saw it.
所以到了晚上的时候呢，这个祖母说：“哎呀，你们两个谁来帮我准备晚餐呢？”
At the evening time, grandma asked, "Who is going to help me prepare dinner?"
啊，姐姐就说了啊。我弟弟肯定可以帮忙的啊。
Sister says, "Oh, my brother can."
然后呢，他就跑到弟弟跟前，轻声跟他说：“请你去救那个鸭子。”
And she went to her brother and said, "Go save the duck."
Remember the duck.
Oh, to remember the duck.
所以呢，这样的话他就没有办法，他就只好乖乖的去洗碗，继续帮着做饭哈。
So he went to prepare the dinner.
那么吃完饭的之后呢，他祖母又说：“你们两个谁来帮我刷碗啊？”
After dinner, grandma asked, "Who is going to do the dishes?"
啊，这姐姐又说了：“啊，弟弟可以去做的，没有问题。”
The sister says, "Oh, my brother can."
然后他就凑到他跟前说：“请你记住那个鸭子。”
Remember the duck? She went to talk to the brother.
哎呀，没有办法，因为他这个心里知道他有罪哈，负罪感，他不想让祖母知道，只好这样忍受。
The boy felt guilty, and he didn't want to let grandma know, so he went and did the dishes.
不过就这样过了几天，他终于受不了了。
A few days later, he cannot stand it anymore.
我还是跟我的祖母说吧，这鸭子是我打死的哈。
So he went to tell grandma that he killed the duck.
然后他的祖母就对他说：“你打死那个鸭子，我亲眼看见的了。”
Grandma says, "I saw it when you did it."
我就等着，我就看你姐姐怎么样的跟你这样搞，你能忍受到什么时候为止
？I'm waiting to see how much longer you can endure your sister's treatment on you.
所以，负罪感，我们是要解决的。
So we need to deal with our guilt.
那么我们现在来看圣经讲。这个负疚感的来源是怎样？我们来怎么应付
？So let's read our Bibles and see where the root of guilt is from.
圣经呢是很清楚的告诉我们人类 罪恶的根源在哪里。
The Bible clearly reveals the root of human guilt.
那当亚当跟夏娃偷吃禁果的时候，哈。
When Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit.
在创世纪第三章，我们知道当时的场景。
In Genesis chapter 3.
那么第七节，他们讲到他们二人的眼睛怎么样？就明亮了。
In chapter 7 says their eyes of both were opened.
好像是好事，但是他们才知道自己是怎么样，赤身露体。
It seems to be a good thing, but now they knew they were naked.
便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths.
其实那整个园子就他们两个人，他们赤身裸体，他为什么会感到羞耻？
In fact, there were only two of them there naked. Why would they feel guilt or shame?
因为他们违背了神的命令。
Because they disobeyed God's order.
所以第八节就讲到他们躲避耶和华神的面。
In verse 8, they talked about they're hidden from God.
第十节亚当说他就开始害怕。
In verse 10, Adam felt fear.
害怕什么？害怕这个结果是什么？
He was afraid of the result.
他说因为我赤身裸体我便藏了。
He said, because I'm naked, so I'm hidden.
所以羞耻感使人开始躲避上帝。
Shame made human beings hid from God.
所以这就是罪恶造成的一个明显的结果，关系破裂。
And that's a very clear result of guilt, is have broken relationship.
所以要想去修补这个关系的话，
In order to repair the broken relationship,
那么有过犯的一方需要悔改，
The offender must repent.
被冒犯的一方要愿意宽恕，
And the offended party must be willing to forget.
所以在人类的历史当中呢，上帝一直是那个被冒犯的一方。
Throughout human history, God is always being offended.
但是上帝始终却是这个采取主动的那一方。
But he always take initiative to forgive us.
因此，所以人要认识到关于负罪感的几个事实。
Therefore, we need to recognize a few facts about guilt.
第一个事实就是世界上每一个人都有负罪感。
First, everyone has guilt.
所以在罗马书第三章这样讲哈。
In Romans chapter 3,
第十节说没有义人，连一个也没有。
There is no righteous man, not even one.
那么二十三节讲到，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
In verse 23, it says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
所以世界上所有存在的人，从古到今，只有耶稣除外。啊，每一个人都是有罪的。
Everyone has sinned except Jesus.
那么第二，这种罪恶感深深地影响到我们所有的感情世界的生活。
Secondly, the guilt affects every aspect of our emotional life.
当然就包括我们关于是非的判断，
including our moral judgment.
包括我们的内疚或羞愧的感受等等，
feeling of guilt or shame.
那么第三个事实就是上帝为我们这种负罪感预备了一个解脱的办法。
Third fact is God has prepared a path to deal with guilt.
我们可以洗刷这种负罪感，可以摆脱内疚。
We can cleanse the guilt and get rid of guilt.
所以因此啊，摆脱内疚是要我们披戴基督。
How do we get rid of guilt? Is to clothe in Christ.
那么因着耶稣基督的公义，我们可以在神面前称义。
Because his righteousness, so we can claim to be righteous.
所以这才是摆脱内疚的唯一的出路。
That's the only way out.
那么不是简单的，像我刚才举的例子，我们要泯灭良知。
It's not simply to extinguish our conscience.
那么现在很多就是的，现在这个世界很多的方法是让我们良知变得越来越麻木。
Nowadays, our conscience become kind of murky.
那么良知呢，其实不应当是作为判断是非对错的唯一的标准。
Conscience shouldn't be the only basis for moral judgment.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为人的良知是很容易被污染的。
because our moral conscience can be eroded.
而这个社会的道德的标准呢，也是在不断的演变之中的。
And the social moral standards are continuing to change.
那么只有上帝的律法，那是我们行事为人的唯一的标准。
God's law is the only standard that we should follow in this life.
那么诗篇119篇是讲到上帝律法最美的一首诗篇。
In Psalm 119 is the most beautiful psalm that talked about God's laws.
诗篇第119篇第97节，我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。
Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day.
你的命令常存在我心里，使我比仇敌有智慧。
Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me.
我比我的师父更通达，因我思想你的法度。
I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation.
我比年老的更明白，因我守了你的训词。
I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts.
我禁止我脚走一切的邪路，为要遵守你的话。
I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word.
我没有偏离你的典章，因为你教训了我。
I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me.
你的言语在我上堂何等甘美，在我口中比蜜更甜。
How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
我借着你的训词得以明白，所以我恨一切的假道。
Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
特别是最后的这一句105节是大家非常熟悉的。
Especially the verse 105, everybody is very familiar with.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
所以我们有了上帝的律法作为参照。
When we have God's law as our standards,
所以我们才知道什么是真正的负罪感。
So we know what is true guilt.
所以圣经不但告诉了我们这个罪恶感的来源在哪里。
So the Bible not only reveals the root of the guilt,
也告诉我们它的出路，
but also tells us the path.
那就是耶稣基督的救恩。
And that is the redemption of Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣在十字架上为我们人类的过犯付出了代价。
Jesus has paid the price for our human transgressions on the cross.
那么圣灵在我们的心中不断的动工，使人可以悔改。
The Holy Spirit works in our heart so that we can repent.
那么父神呢，则是愿意宽恕众人的过犯。
And God the Father is willing to forgive.
我们看到三位一体的神在做不同的工作，为的是什么？可以使人与神和好。
We see the work of the Holy Trinity to help us reconcile with God.
所以罪恶不再被纪念。
So the guilt is not remembered.
羞耻感也自然会被洗刷干净。
Shame has been cleansed.
但是问题是说，为什么我们还会感受到这个耻辱的羞，这个困扰？
Then why should we still feel shamed about, troubled by our shame?
因为在这个扭曲的世界里啊，实际上我们的这种负罪感跟我们的这种羞耻感的感受也是被严重扭曲的。
In the distorted world, our shame and our guilt also has been distorted.
也就是说，人本来应该对有些事情感到羞耻感的，他却没有那种强烈的警示。
When we should have felt guilt and we didn't receive very strong warnings.
大家有没有遇到过这样的人？他做了一个事情，他本来应该感到羞耻，你觉得应该惭愧的，但是他却怎么洋洋得意，对不对？
Have you met such person? They have done something wrong and they should feel guilt, but they go on with their lives like nothing happened.
他占了便宜或者是占了上风，他就非常的开心。
And they took advantage and they feel very happy.
但是呢，很多的时候不属于我们应该 感到内疚的事情，我们却揽在自己的身上。
Many times the underserved guilt we try to bring it onto ourselves.
本来这个羞耻感是上帝给我们让我们去改正的错误的一个动力啊。
Originally, shame is a motivation for us to correct ourselves.
但是现在却变成了一个自我毁灭的一个武器。
Now it becomes a weapon for self-destruction.
所以很多人陷在其中没有办法自拔。
Many people are trapped in guilt, unable to escape.
因为他认为这是对自己应当得到的一个惩罚。
Believing that's the punishment they deserve.
实际上这种自责自怨是于事无补的。
However, the self-condemnation is fertile.
因为当事人没有办法接受基督的恩典。
Preventing individuals from receiving God's grace.
所以人呢，不但在这个负疚感的认知上有偏差。
We not only have misunderstanding of guilt.
而且在怎么样去面对负疚感这个事情，怎么样去处理，人们也是以一个错误的方式来进行。
We also have incorrect ways of dealing with guilt.
圣经记载了很多故事，是这些人怎么样对面对自己的负疚感跟羞耻感。
The Bible offers many, many examples of how people deal with guilt.
我们知道那个出卖耶稣的犹大哈。
For example, Jude who betrayed Jesus.
后来他是不是感到了羞耻感
？Later on, he felt ashamed.
他感到了羞耻感。
He did.
但他对付解决这个羞耻感的办法是什么？他上吊自杀。对不对
？He chose to suicide.
那么耶稣的门徒另外一个彼得，他有三次不认主哈。
Another one, Peter, who denied God, Jesus three times.
然后他也有羞耻感。
And he felt shame.
但他的解决办法是什么
？What did he do?
他来到耶稣的门前，对不对
？He went to Jesus.
恳求他的原谅。
And asked for forgiveness.
他选择的是悔改。
He chose repentance.
那我们知道保罗也是，保罗以前是怎么样？他是迫害基督徒的。
Who persecuted believers?
那当他信了主之后，他就感到什么？十分的懊悔了。
After he became a Christ follower, he was very guilty.
但他选择的方法是怎么样
？What did he choose to do?
他是更加努力的去传福音。
He chose dedication to serve the Lord.
所以我们看到，其实怎么样去对待我们的羞耻感？我们有很多的选择的。
We have many choices.
但是我们选择正确，就会说我们的生活才能走到正轨上。
When we choose the right method, our life will be on the right path.
若干年前有两个年轻人哈。
Many many years ago, there are two young men.
一个叫 Richard， 另外一个叫 Nathan。
One is named Richard, the other Nathan.
这两个年轻人呢非常调皮，他们出了一个非常坏的主意。
They had a very bad idea.
不知受了什么样的影响，他们俩要策划一个 perfect murder.
Not sure what happened, but they decided to design a perfect murder.
所以他们就想杀一个人哈。
They want to kill someone.
结果呢，他们就碰到了一个少年，本来是素不相识也没有恩怨的人。
And they met someone who they didn't know.
他就把这个少年人给杀了。
And they murdered the young man.
这个事情美国全国都知道，非常震惊的一个事情。
It was a very shocking news at the time.
那么他们两个人也判了终身的监禁。
And they were put into prison for life.
但是在这个监狱里的时候，这个 Richard 呢，他就想方设法，他说我怎么样我可以逃避这个惩罚。
When in the prison, Richard was trying many different ways to get out of his punishment.
所以在有一次监狱就暴动当中，他就被杀死了。
因为 riot in the prison, he was killed.
那么另外一个 Nathan 呢，他就这样子在有一次假释的时候，他就借着这个机会，他去学习一项技术。
Nathan, however, used the opportunity of parole and went to learn a skill.
那后来他就有机会被释放的时候，他就利用这个技能在这个医院里面去工作。
He was released later on and started working in a hospital.
后来他也平平安安的度过了后半生。
And he lived the rest of his life peacefully.
所以怎么样去面对我们的负罪感？
How do we deal with our guilt?
根本在于我们愿意不愿意接受基督所给我们的恩典。
It's really about whether we're willing to accept the grace of Jesus Christ.
披戴基督才可以摆脱内疚。
Close yourself with Christ, then overcome the guilt.
好，讲到这里，我们看到我们讲了很多，我们大概就分析了一下，我们应该再来看看这个罪恶感的定义是什么。
So now let's look at the definition of guilt.
首先，罪恶感是一个事实。
So it's a fact first.
人必须对自己的错误行为要负责。
We must take responsibility for our own doings.
其次，它是一种情绪。
Secondly, it's an emotion.
这个情绪包括从困窘。
It ranges from embarrassment,
内疚
guilt,
羞耻
humiliation,
羞辱
disgrace,
自卑
low self-esteem,
以至到自贬
and self-deprecation,
等一系列的感情变化。
And the whole range of emotions.
所以我们感到内疚的时候，有可能是因为我们真的做错了事情。
We may feel guilt for something that we really did.
但也有可能这不是我们的错。
And it might not be our fault.
因此，甄别内疚是应该我们应对内疚的第一步。
Therefore, identifying guilt is the first step of overcoming guilt.
所以刚才我们已经讲过了，有两种不同的内疚，第一种叫道德内疚。
We talked about earlier, the first one is the moral shame.
就是我们真的做错了，是违背了上帝的律法。
That's when we really do something wrong against God's law.
那么上帝已经在灵里给我们预备了怎么样可以得到释放的方法。
However, God has provided a way for us to find release in the Spirit.
只要我们去认罪，真心的悔改。
If we honestly confess and repent.
那么圣经的经文是约翰一书一章九节。
Then we should look at 1 John chapter
1 verse
9.
这个大家应该背下来的，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以呢，这是上帝赐给我们的恩典。
Therefore, this is God's grace.
所以，消除内疚的办法，我们才可以得到什么？从基督里面的平安。
Therefore, when we overcome our guilt, then we can receive the peace from Christ.
所以我第一次讲到愤怒的时候，我们知道对应愤怒的基督徒的品德是什么。
When we talk about anger first time, what are we supposed to do?
Quit time. 忍耐。
We need to be patient in endurance.
那我上次讲到忧虑的时候，对应的基督徒品德是什么？
When we talk about worry, what are we, what virtue are we supposed to use?
两个星期已经忘了大家。
Everybody forgot? Is it peace?
忧虑的时候我们应该讲的是什么？喜乐。
Oh,
对应的是喜乐。
Joy.
那今天我们讲的这个内疚的话，对应的基督品德是什么？是平安。
When we talk about today about guilt, the corresponding virtue that we should use is peace.
所以真的我们领受神的恩典，这就为什么我们每个月都有圣餐嘛。圣餐就是这样，我们来到神的面前，可以重新的与神和好。
When we come to the Holy Communion, this is when we reconcile with God and repent.
这是我们怎么样去对得道德内疚。
And this is how we deal with our moral guilt.
那么如何去面对附加内疚呢？
So how do we deal with the imposed guilt?
那么附加内疚就是因为他人的言语或者行为，我们感受到内疚或者是羞辱。
Imposed shame arises from others' words or actions, leading to guilt or even humiliation.
有时啊，这是一种短期的现象。
Sometimes it's short-lived.
那有的时候这是一个长期的。
Sometimes it's a long-term manipulation.
因为在我们的人际关系当中，有些人已经是习惯了这样去操纵别人。
Sometimes in our relationships, people are used to manipulate others with guilt.
甚至牧师都不例外的。
And not even the pastors are different.
你可以利用这种负罪感，这个非常有利，你让别人让你做什么事情 你可以操纵去影响别人。
Guilt is a very strong behavior driver, so you can use it to manipulate others.
所以我们知道，如果有人故意的用这个东西来责备我们的时候
，Sometimes when we know if somebody is used guilt to blame us,
所以我们一定要说这个不是我们的错，而是对方的错。
And you should know it's not your fault; it's some their fault.
所以这样看来啊，摆脱内疚有三个步骤啊。
Now we can see there are three steps that we could use to get rid of guilt.
第一个步骤就是要甄别责任。
The first part is to identify the responsibility.
所以就是这一步，我们要确定是说这个内疚到底是不是我们的错啊
？We need to be sure whether the guilt is from our own doing or not.
那么第二步呢？如果这个是我们的过错，我们就要什么？要悔改。
Secondly, if it's our fault, then we should repent.
如果不是我们，都是别人强加给我们身上的。
If it's something imposed by others,
我们应该怎么做
？What should we do?
我们应该对峙啊。
We should confront them.
所以呢，这第一步是 identification 哈，第二
步
就是
甄别，
第二步就是 confession and or
第二部分认罪
confrontation 哈，
或者是和别人有冲突。
Thank you. 我们应当拒绝胁迫，不给对方有追加的机会。
We should reject manipulation and not give others chances to bring more blame on us.
第三步是什么？
What's the third one?
第三步就是你接受宽恕或者是给予宽恕。
Then you accept forgiveness or give forgiveness.
就是说这个地也是非常重要的一点哈。
It's very important.
我们要宽恕别人哈。
We should forgive others.
如果别人宽恕别人，别人宽恕我们，我们也应该接受哈。
And when others forgive us, we should accept.
有的时候宽恕别人容易，宽恕自己也是蛮困难的。
Sometimes forgive others is easy, but forgive ourselves is hard.
所以我们要学会怎么样宽恕自己哈。
So we need to learn how to forgive ourselves.
因为基督徒坚信哈，上帝是公义和真理的主。
Christians firmly believe our Lord is just.
他必将责备那个应当受到责备的。
And he will hold those accountable who deserve it.
以前有一个家庭呢，是非常一个美满的家庭。
It used to be a very happy family.
那么有姐姐，有弟弟，哈，一家四口，非常的美满。
In the family, has a daughter and a son.
有一天呢，他们晚上决定晚上出去，全家出去要买一点这个冰激凌吃，哈，有一个愉快的晚上。
One night, they decided to go out and get some ice creams for the evening.
于是这个姐姐叫 Elizabeth, 她就决定说我不跟你们去，因为我要在家里面做功课。
The sister says, you guys go, I need to do my homework.
那这个弟弟呢叫 Will, 叫 William.
The brother, Will.
那么他就跟着他的父母呢说哦，他们就一起去开车出去了。
He went along with his parents.
没有想到在路上就发生了车祸。
However, on the way there, there was a car accident.
所以他们的车连翻了几个滚，翻到路旁的沟里面去。
After several rollovers, the car went into a ditch.
这个父亲当场死亡。
The dad died instantly.
这个母亲呢，没有死亡，但是她还明白，但是已经不能讲话，坐在车里面。
The mother suffered very severe injuries and could not talk.
这个Will当时只有10岁哦。
Will was only 10 years old.
所以他坐在后排，他有受伤，但是他还可以，他就跑下来。
And he went down the car.
他看到他的母亲，然后他就跑到街上去喊救人呐。
And he saw his mom, so he went out of the street and yelled, "Help! Help!"
但是那是一个很荒僻的地方，根本没有车子经过哈。
There was no car nearby.
所以他就眼睁睁看他的母亲。喘了最后的一口气，最后也死亡。
And he witnessed his mother's last breath and died.
所以发生在这个家庭的一个灾难是一个很大的一个灾难。
It's such a big tragedy.
那对他们姐弟两个人呢是有很大的影响。
It was a huge influence on the daughter's and son's life.
那么这种自责的感觉一直是在这个姐弟的身上跟随了他们很多年。
And the guilt was with the brother and sister for a very long time.
因为这姐姐就会想， 这个 Elizabeth 想说，我如果跟他们一起去的话，或许那个死的就是我，而不是我妈妈。
Elizabeth kept thinking, if I went along, maybe I'll be died, but not my mother.
或许说他们死了，而因为我没有去那个跟他们出去，我逃过了这个车祸，我活下来了。I feel guilty.
And he has the remorse for the only survivors, for being the survivors in this.
那么他的弟弟也是有一种负罪感。
And Will felt guilt as well.
他觉得他的母亲最后的时刻大概有责备他，为什么他没有找到及时找到帮助来去拯救他。
He was thinking maybe his mom was blaming him for not finding the right help in the last minute.
实际上事实是他即使找来拯救，他的母亲根本没有办法拯救的。
The fact is, even if he found help, his mother cannot be helped.
但是这是人怎么样去应对这个突发的灾难所造成的创伤各种各样的方法。
That's how we deal with the tragic events. You know, we bring guilt on ourselves.
我们责备自己，也是我们怎么样应付这种创伤的一种方法。
We blame ourselves as a way of dealing with the tragedy.
所以这姐弟两个人经过了很多的年，他们才慢慢的认识到事情的真相，摆脱这种内疚的这种压力。
Many, many years later, the brother and sister finally escape guilt and know what the truth of the story is.
今天呢，我们审视了人们内疚的情绪，哈。
Today we examined the emotion of guilt.
大家看起来都比较沉重，是不是？
Everybody looks pretty heavy.
看来大家每个人都有很多的内疚感，哈。
Looks like we all have some guilt here.
但是我们首先要知道怎么去甄别自己的内疚，哈。
But really, we need to know what our guilt is.
哪些是我们真正应该感到内疚的？
What are the things that we should feel guilty of?
哪些是无谓的自责？
What are not worthy of self-blame?
或者是别人强加在我们身上的这种内疚感？
Or what is imposed from others?
所以因为耶稣基督的缘故的话，我们可以正视自己的过犯。
Because of Christ, we can confront our own mistakes.
我们也可以勇敢地面对别人企图操纵我们这样的企图。
We can bravely face those who try to manipulate us.
打一个比方哈，如果一个男孩啊在学校里面常常被人家霸凌的话，
A boy in the school is often bullied at school.
那么他如果第一次被对方来霸凌的话，
The first time he was bullied,
然后呢，他回去也没有什么反应，也没有什么处理的方法。
And didn't deal with it.
你觉得第二次他碰到这个霸凌的人，这个霸凌的人会怎么办？
What do you think will happen the second time?
同样的事情会发生，对不对？
Same thing will happen.
如果你不做什么事情，他就一直这样对你的。
If you don't do anything, they'll continue to bully you.
弟兄姐妹，其实我们很多的感受，尤其是内疚感也是这样子。
Brothers and sisters, our emotions are like that, especially our guilt.
当你深深地为这个内疚感所埋葬的时候，哈。
When you are buried in guilt,
实际上你是在受到了攻击。
And you are being attacked.
就像那个男孩一样。
Just like the boy.
如果被人家霸凌打的是鼻青脸肿的话。
If you were beaten black and purple.
你不做任何的事情，第二次你碰到这个还会被打着鼻青脸肿。
And you didn't do anything the second time you have the same results.
所以这种负罪感也是一样，哈。
Being guilty is the same.
如果我们他攻击我们，我们不去做任何的办法去对付他，下一次他来的时候怎么样？同样的事情。
If guilt attacks us and we didn't do anything, the second time it comes, it attacks us again.
我们怎么样做？
What should we do?
我们做的办法就是反击。
We should attack or defend.
这个就叫反击思维。
This is called counter thoughts.
就是说，当这个说跟你说这个是你的错，哈。
When somebody says it's your fault,
你不会说 yes。这个是我的错，
你不会啊？You wouldn't say 是我的错，
你会跟他说这个不是我的错，对不对
？You probably will say no, it's not my fault.
很多的时候，我们常常会讲哦，这个是我做错的事。
Many times we'll say, "Oh, it's something I've done wrong."
然后我们得出一个结论。
And we arrive at a conclusion.
因为我做错了这个事，所以我是一个这么失败的人。
Because I did something wrong, therefore I'm a failure.
其实这个结论是完全错误。
The conclusion is completely wrong.
因为我在这个事情上我没有成功。
Because I was not successful on this,
所以我是一个这样的人。
Therefore, I'm a person like that.
不是的。
Not really.
你在耶稣基督里面是神所宝贵的人。
When you're in Christ, you're favored by God.
你不是一个失败的人。
You're not a failure.
你会失败，你会犯错。
You may make mistakes.
但你不是一个失败的人生，你不是一个失败的人。
But you don't have a failure in life, and you're not a failure in life.
两个完全不同的概念。
Totally different concepts.
所以，我鼓励大家去操练这种反击思维的方式。
Therefore, I ask us to practice counter thoughts.
我想，这个是一个很好的方法。
This is a very good method.
大家还记得上一次我讲到的时候，我最后一个例子给大家告诉的那个怎么对付忧虑的方法，还记得吗？
Do you remember the last example I gave to deal with worry?
哈哈哈今天牧师怎么这么多愧子哈？哎，我讲完了没记住就完了。你教给你的方法，这是武器啊！你如果这方法是当时什么你都不记得，你怎么会用啊？不会用。我最后讲了一个例子，跟大家说，你要跟你的忧虑去什么约会？
哦、oh, ，have a date with your worry。
啊，你说如果这个忧虑来了，你就跟他说什么？你把它记下来。
You write it down。
星期三下午。
I'll see you on Wednesday afternoon。
你去忧虑，对不对
？So you can worry on that time。
去跟忧虑约会，大家要记住。今天给大家讲的这个也要记住。你看吧，反击思维
，counter thoughts。
当你脑子里告诉你，你这个人呢、啊，就是没有价值的人。
When your brain tells you
这个人就是失败的人
you're useless, you're failure.
Talk back, OK?
Yeah, 反击。
对，不是事实啊，不是事实。
That's not a fact.
所以愿神祝福我们在座的每一位。
May God bless us all.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢主你的恩典。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for your grace.
因为你赐给我们丰丰富富的救恩。
Because you have given us your redemption.
可以让我们摆脱在这个世界上所受到的负罪感的困扰。
So we can overcome the guilt in this world.
让我们可以坦然无惧来到你的施恩宝座。
So that we can come to your mercy throne.
可能真正的看到我们在耶稣基督里的价值。
To see the value of us in Christ.
求主你帮助我们在座的每一位。
May you help us each every one of here.
让我们有勇气来面对自己。
So that we have, courage to face us.
我们也有勇气来面对他人。
And face others.
愿主你按照你丰富的恩典来祝福我们在座的每一位。
Lord, may you bless us with your plentiful blessings.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.